Jerry, thanks for joining me here at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention and trade show in Austin, Texas. Of course, the highlight of today is hearing President Donald Trump speak to farmers and ranchers for the third year in a row.
Absolutely. It's really great to be here. It's just a real blessing, actually, to be able to hear President Trump again for the third year. And I'm really looking forward to, him being able to tout the big trade deal with China and the MCA trade deal. So we're looking forward to hearing that. Really excited to get his perspective on all of that as well.
And obviously those are two big issues which sum into one as trade. That will be a part of the voting delegate session held on Tuesday, and you are one of those voting delegates.
That is correct, yes. We'll be looking to enhance that however we can. We see this phase one as just a first step, and we're really excited to that. We haven't had a president that really ever went this far before. Mm-hmm. To be able to get this kind of a $200 billion trade deal put together. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to see once where this is going to take us in the future.
And Jerry, as a farmer yourself, does the passage and forward movement of some of these trade deals just bring some little extra certainty, because we know what type of a crop year it was in South Dakota, and we're in need of some certainty in this day and age.
We really do need certainty. And when you look back, trying to figure out where in the past China did $26 billion worth of trade, and now we're looking at $40 billion in this coming year before even phase two gets implemented, that is definitely going to have a big impact.
And so while you're here in Austin right now, we're already thinking about the next growing season and trying to recoup from 2019 and move on to 2020. So in your area in particular, what's the thought process? How are farmers adjusting? What plans are we making?
I would say right now we're still pretty conservative. I just left yesterday with a blizzard, of course. We're trying to clean things out from the feedlot operations and so on there. But we're anticipating another wet spring, but we're resilient and we're going to plant what we can again, and looking forward to really a new chance at another year. Want to put 2019 behind us.
Yes. Well, Jerry, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.